It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? I've been interested in puppets because of the puppet show that Terry and Chrissy Thompson are planning. And I brought a whole collection of puppets to show you. This is a collection of puppets from different lands. I like this one. This puppet was made in Italy. See, it's a dog. And at the end of each paw is a little bell. So there's a sound with the puppet as well as a movement. Here's a one-string puppet. It's an old, old puppet from India. See? What you can do with that? This little girl puppet was made in Russia. You know, puppets are used by lots of people, yeah. Not just children, no, many grown-ups use puppets. Kings and queens even like puppet play. Grandmothers and grandfathers. For many, many years, people have used puppets. Here's a very, very old puppet from China. Look how beautifully that one's made. See, look right under here. They even have legs. See how your hand goes in there? That's a handsome puppet. Here's one from Germany. Hello. Hello there. Yep, that's who I am. And a couple. I have a couple rod puppets from Java. See, you can, this is a fancy one. You see how you make the arms move like that? And underneath is a stick that you turn. You hold it and turn it, and as you turn it, it can make the head move around. And one other that I have from Java. It's a big one. See how that's done? There. I was thinking people can really say very important things with puppets. And I know many children who, when they have different feelings, are able to take puppets and talk about those feelings through the puppets. Yeah. Even angry feelings. Think about that song. What do you do with the mad that you feel when you feel so mad you could bite? When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong and nothing you do seems very right, what do you do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag or see how fast you go? It's great to be able to stop when you've planned a thing that's wrong and be able to do something else instead and think this song. I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. And what a good feeling to feel like this and know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can be someday a woman, and a boy can be someday a man. Absolutely. And women and men play with puppets. Children play with puppets. You know, when you're angry with people, sometimes you feel like hitting. But you don't really want to hurt the people. Well, it doesn't hurt anyone when you play with puppets and make one puppet fight with another. You know, on my way over here, I saw Terry and Chrissy Thompson, and they told me that Elsie Neal was going to help them with their puppet show. So I'd like to go over to Elsie Neal's shop now and see how they're coming along. Will you come with me? Okay, to Elsie Neal's shop.
Hi,
hey, Elsie. The girls told me you were helping them with their puppet play.
Oh, hi, Mr. Rogers.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
You really have yourself a theater here, don't you? Is this a puppet stage?
Yeah.
That's stage. Isn't it colorful?
Oh, that's great. What are you doing down in here?
We're putting pieces of tape down in the
paper.
So that, colored paper down in there.
Well, we have a few more places to cover up.
Decorating Chrissy, the stage?
Yes. Chrissy, would you find a place for that piece of brown paper?
It's a pasteboard box, isn't it?
Yes, that's a carton for a refrigerator.
That's a perfect idea for a stage.
Here's another piece, Terry.
Thank you.
How would you like to put a flower on for us?
I'd be glad to. Where do you think it would go best, Chris?
Probably up around here, maybe.
Right in there?
Okay.
Press it hard.
What? How would you like to see some of the puppets for the puppet show?
I would. You mean these are all the things you're going to use in it?
Yes.
Yep.
See?
See? The nurse has to dress up in this.
See,
this is
this
her hat, and this
doll.
Is her dress. And then later on, she'll be dressed up in this.
I see.
Yeah. Why don't you dress this one up so he can see what it looks like?
The dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's going to be a dressed-up dog, and then later he's going to be a dog.
I see. What is it? Is he and some kind of a king or something?
No.
No, he's
just dressed up in clothes. And this is your bear, and the purple pea.
Purple pea? That's a character in your play, the
yep.
Purple pea?
Why don't you girls go behind the stage and show Mr. Rogers what you're planning to do?
Okay.
Just a little
okay.
Sample of it.
Okay. Come on, Chris.
Who's this belong to?
The dog.
Oh, do you want a dog?
Yeah.
Why don't you put his cape on, Chris?
I'll hold the cape. Fred, why don't you put the cape on?
Okay.
Okay. Goes on back
there.
Like this.
It doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Is that all right, Chris?
Yeah. And then you tie.
Good. All right.
Oh. I'll get his arms in.
You know, doesn't he look handsome?
He sure does. That hat, you know, could use a little piece of tape.
All right.
To keep it on. Do you want a piece of tape in there?
Yes.
Okay.
It's kind of long yet.
Okay.
Okay, that's right.
And that should stick on there and it won't hurt him.
No, I don't agree it will.
That's nice.
You think it will?
Nope. Are you going to use a princess?
See if that does. No, it doesn't hurt.
Okay.
Come on, let's go.
I'll be looking for you.
Okay.
Yes.
I will. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Whee! Howdy do.
Hello.
Hello. Wait a minute. What is this?
It's the mattresses. It's a block covered with cloth.
The mattresses?
What? You want us to make it tip over so you can catch it?
Sure, if you like.
Okay.
Wait a minute, I'll get it. Now, is that what the purple pea's going to do in the play?
The princess is supposed to climb up, and then she gets on the mattresses.
Oh, the princess will get on the mattresses, and will the pea be underneath? There's a lot of pushing of the mattresses, isn't there?
Oh, good. That's the way it's supposed to go.
Wait a minute. Now, let me see here.
Say hi to us, nurse.
I'm the nurse. Hello.
Tell me why I'm so little.
Well, because you're a pea and you're supposed to be.
Oh, I'll eat you then.
Get out of here, dog. I'm stronger than you are.
Yeah.
Do you have a story that you're going to make into the play? Do your grandparents know anything about it yet?
No,
it's a surprise.
Surprise for Friday, huh?
Yep.
It's going to be a nice
one. Yes, it is. Excuse me a minute, I have to get the phone.
Surely. Who's this going to be?
That's the fox.
What?
Hello, Elsie Neal's Craft Shop.
Hello.
Oh, how are you, Mr. McFeely?
Oh, that's your grandfather on the
telephone. Yes. Yes, I'll tell
them. Does he know you're here?
Thank you. Bye. Chrissy?
What?
Terry? Your grandfather's coming to buy you some ice cream, so we'd better hurry and put everything away.
Please get that.
Sure. I'll help you.
Excuse me, Chris.
Yes?
If we have them in here, he won't know. Well, that's that.
You want to hide them behind the stage or what?
Yeah.
Well, if you come around here, we can work on our flowers on here.
Chrissy, I'll see you for the real play on Friday. You'll let me know when, all right?
Yeah.
See you then, Terry.
Okay,
good
bye-bye.
To see
bye-bye.
You, Elsie, as always.
Good to see you, Fred.
Bye-bye.
We'll look forward to seeing you at the play.
All right.
Now, we're going to cut them up.
We'll go together to that puppet play on Friday and see what kind of a story Chrissy and Terry make on that stage with their puppets. Let's have some of our own make-believe right now together. Use the castle. Museum go-round. That big box that they use to make that stage gives me an idea for our make-believe. Suppose Mr. McFeely has just delivered something to Lady Elaine Fairchild for her television work. And he has the box in his hands. All right? Let's think about that now. Neighborhood of make-believe.
This piece of equipment is just what we need for our remote work.
Remote work? What does that mean, remote work, Lady Elaine?
Well, when we want to do a program away from the studio, we do a remote. Remote, you know, it means far away.
Boy, you're certainly getting into this television business in a big way.
One of my many jobs, Mac. How about doing a program for us?
Well, what about?
Oh, deliveries you have made, or movies you have seen, or famous people you have known.
Well, I'll think about it, Lady Lane, but right now I have more duties to do. Are you sure you don't need this empty box?
No, Mac, it's all yours if you want it.
Well, thank you very much, and I'll be on my way.
Toot toot, dear, and thanks.
Speedy delivery to you.
Very good. Yeah, this is just what I need here.
Mr. McFeely.
Oh. Bob Dog, hello there. How are you? Good to see you.
Good to see you. What's in the box?
Well, there's nothing in a box. It's an empty box.
Oh, well, do you like empty boxes?
Well, there's a lot of things people can do with empty boxes.
Well, there's a lot of things dogs can do with them, too. I'm pretending to be a witch today.
Well, would this box help you with your pretending?
Oh, it surely would.
Well, it's all yours. You can have it.
Thank you, Mr. McFeely.
You're welcome. Speedy delivery, all in a day's giving. Good day to you.
Good day to you. Oh, boy. Here, that's right. I'll just take this thing and put that up there. Push it down here. Push this over here. Maybe put that down here like that. And here. Here we go. Aha, aha. Oh. Yeah.
Hey, Bobby Doggy, how in the world are you?
Oh, what do you say, X? Listen, do you have a marker I could use to mark something on this box?
Sure, just a minute.
Okay.
Here you are.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. What are you going to write?
You'll see.
Okay. Witch.
Yeah.
Witch.
I'm pretending to be a witch today.
Oh, well, I have a pretend witch hat if you want to wear it.
Oh, well, could I see it?
Sure, just a minute.
Okay.
Here it is.
Hey.
Yep.
Boy, that's neat.
See how it fits.
Okay. Try it out here.
Used it for a long time.
Well, it fits perfect.
Oh, well, you may borrow it as long as you like.
Well, thanks, X. That's really true. I'm a witch. I'm a witch. I'm a wonderful witch.
You sure are. Hey, Henrietta. Henrietta, come see what's out here.
Meow, 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 meow.
Look what came to visit.
Meow, witch. Meow, 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 meow. Afraid meow witches.
But Henrietta, it's only
meow, 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 meow. Never come out, meow, 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 meow.
Oh, I better take this stuff off. It's too scary.
Oh, honestly.
Reporting for MGR TV on the new remote equipment. What have we here?
Well, it's too scary, is what
Bob
it is.
Bob Dog's pretending to be a witch.
Yeah. Except it's too scary, and I'm getting out of it.
Henrietta saw Bob Dog dressed like a witch, and she went crying into her house.
Oh, well, let's tell her that it's just a costume.
Okay.
Henrietta? Henrietta Pussycat?
Meow. Meow, meow, meow.
It's Lady Aberlin here. Could you come out a minute?
Meow, meow, witch, meow, meow.
There's no witch here now.
Meow, meow, want to come out.
Well, when you do want to, there won't be any witch here. Say, why don't we use that costume for a television show?
Oh, I wouldn't want to get dressed up in it.
Well, You could work the remote camera equipment, and I could put the costume on.
All right, if you want to.
All right.
Pretty good idea.
I'll take the hat and...
Okay.
If you can help me.
And I'll watch.
Get that.
Here, now, you just... Well, you can just hang it on your arm if you want to.
Hang it on my arm?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is this yours, X?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. You're welcome to put... Oh, it looks good on you.
Yeah, it does look better on you than it does me. But I didn't notice there's a strap on it.
You know what you could do? You could go back and forth through the neighborhood, and this neighborhood could be called Witch Neighborhood.
That's good, X. Witch Neighborhood.
Okay, you want to try it?
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, I'm ready.
Here, let me get that up for you.
Okay. Oh, that's good. Now we're all set.
Ready?
Yep.
My name is Witch Aberlin. I'm flying around Witch Neighborhood. You can tell I'm a witch because of my witch's hat and the fact that I have the word witch right here on my box.
Witch,
now what do we do?
Henrietta, it was only Lady Aberlin this time.
Just for fun, Henrietta.
Guess it wasn't too much fun for Henrietta. Better give X's hat back.
Okay, I'll go talk to Hen about it. See ya.
Okay.
Come on.
Well... How would you like to help me? How would you like to go do a remote with me at Uncle Friday's castle?
Well, yeah, I'll help you if you want me to.
Okay. You man the cameras.
Okay.
Lady Aberlin and Bob Dog, I presume?
Correct as always, Uncle Friday.
Do you wish a statement from me for your television audience?
Yes, we do, Uncle Friday. Would you please give us your feelings on the subject of witches?
Witches are only things that people play about or dream about. Witches are not real.
But what about somebody that's afraid of witches?
I would tell that person not to be afraid.
Is that all?
That is all. Farewell.
What do you think about King Friday's telling someone not to be afraid? Well, Henrietta really was scared. Seeing Bob Dog like that made her think that maybe witches were real. Some people think witches are funny. I guess Bob Dog thought it was funny at first to play being a witch. He was in the box costume, and he knew witches weren't real. But Henrietta was different. It was really scary to her. We'll have to work some more about her feelings tomorrow. Put these back. You know, what's scary to one person may not be scary at all to another person. No. But it doesn't help anybody for someone to say, don't be afraid, does it? No. What's much more helpful is to say, you have your feelings. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you. Not your toys. They're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you. No matter what your feelings are, you're a likable person. I like the way you are now, and I like the way you're growing. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Always make it a special day for me by being yourself. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.